Hello and welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every week I come to you with podcasting pointers that will help you to share your mission and your vision just using your voice. A new episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast is published every Saturday at 10 a.m. And if you wish to sponsor a show, please send an email to me at info@ablakeenterprises.com. Hello and welcome to episode number 253 of the Delaware Blogger Podcast. And again, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the power of podcasting and how you can build your brand with a podcast. And this is a presentation that I have given many years, but you know what? Some things never change, but other things get better with time. Now, we know that podcasting is now mainstream. It is no longer an anomaly. You know, you have sportcasters on major networks starting a podcast. You've got comedians who have made millions of dollars, i.e. Dave Chappelle, starting a podcast. You have politicians, i.e. Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen, starting podcasts. First ladies, Michelle Obama, talk show hosts, Oprah, actresses, Demi Moore, actors, Dennis Quaid. You know, there are podcast hosts popping up all over. And you know, if you haven't started, if you haven't thought about it, this is definitely the time to begin, because this is considered pull down marketing versus push marketing. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, as a business owner, we're always trying to get up and in front of our clients and our customers. And we'll do everything that we can, from Facebook ads to flyers. But when someone chooses to pull down a podcast, they're doing so because they want to hear you. They want to listen to you. They trust you. They like you. And guess what? Eventually, they may buy from you. So this is actually pull down marketing. You don't have to push your advertisements onto others by leaving, you know, flyers on windshields and brochures hanging on bulletin boards. This is a great way to get your audience's attention. Podcasting is also very intimate. It's very involved. You know, as I say, if you've ever taken any of my courses, you know I tell you that the largest sexual organ in a human body is between their ears. That's right. It is their brain. So when someone chooses to pull down a podcast, they are connected to you in a very intimate manner. Their earbuds are over their ear, or in their ears, I'm sorry, or the headphones are over their ears. That is very intimate. It's just you and them, one-on-one, mano y mano. And it doesn't matter how many downloads, how many followers, how many subscribers, how many people are listening to your podcast on a regular basis. Remember, that one person is having that individual relationship with you, which makes it very, very intimate. When it comes to recording, you can record anywhere. Now, of course, your location matters, and we've talked about that before in previous episodes, but you can record in your bedroom, your living room, your bathroom, in a studio, right? You heard about Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio in Middletown, haven't you? Well, if you haven't, Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio is now open and operational at home. That's right, helping one more entrepreneur, which is located at 108 Patriot Drive, Suite A in Middletown, Delaware. And for an hourly rental rate of $50, you can go there and record your podcast. So if you're having a difficult time finding a quiet location, you know, without your friends, your family, your bae, your boo, the pets, and everybody too, think about going to a podcasting studio. And if you're in the area of Delaware, make sure you check out Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio. But remember, you can record anywhere. And let me give you a hint. I had a client tell me, you know what? I'm going to go into my car and I'm going to record when the kids are asleep. Well, there's two things I want to tell you about that first. When you're surrounded by glass, as in a car, you're going to get a lot of, you know, echo and ping back. Those sound waves are going to be popping back and forth. So if the only place that you can record is in the backseat of your car, your truck, your van, whatever the case may be, take a comforter with you, a sleeping bag to put around you, you know, to cut down on the reverb so that those comforters in the blanket can actually absorb the sound. And secondly, make sure that you are connected and you are not recording via your Bluetooth in the car. That is a very bad sound. So again, you can go into your car. You can go into your closet. You can create a fort, wherever the case may be. Make sure that your location is lacking distractions. And you know what I say, remove all those external distractions, your wife, your husband, your bae, your boo, the kids, the pet, and everyone too. Close the blinds, close the windows. You know, you don't want to cut back on any external noises when you are recording your podcast. Another great thing about podcasting and the powerful thing about podcasting is that there is a 100% open rate. And you know, those of us who send out weekly or monthly or even quarterly newsletters, the first thing we want to know is, what is our open rate? We want to go check those analytics, and we pray that more than one person actually opened and read that email with that newsletter. But so remember, when someone chooses to pull down a podcast, they are opening up. Their rate is actually 100% open rate. Now, will they listen to the entire show? You never know. But you can pull that down from your analytics. Again, it is a 100% open rate when they choose to listen to an episode. So let's take a quick break right now so you can go grab yourself something to sip or snack, and we'll be right back. And if you want to, head over to dellblogger.com and subscribe to my blog, because you know that's where you can find all the show notes as well as the links to anything that I talk about on each and every episode. So we'll be right back. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And today we're talking about the power of podcasting and how you can use it to build your brand. Now, before the break, I was telling you just a few things that makes podcasting very powerful. One is that pull down marketing. You know, when people choose to pull down your content, that's great. It's no longer you having to push your advertisements onto them. It's a very intimate relationship that you are having with your listeners. They are plugged into you. Again, using those earbuds or those headphones, you are plugged directly into their brain, and the brain is the largest sexual organ in a human's body. So you're having that intimate relationship. You can record anywhere as long as you've cut down on those distractions. And if you want to record in the closet, if you want to record in your bedroom, you know, wherever the case may be, make sure that it is lacking those distractions that may make the sound quality of your show a bit to be desired, that will want someone to tune out of. And again, people are doing it. It does not matter who or what they are. They can be, you know, you and I, an everyday person. They can be rich and famous, all politicians. Podcasting is very powerful to broaden your brand and expand your exposure. And the open rate, 100%. When someone decides to pull down a podcast episode, it's because they want to. You don't have to worry about them not pulling down or getting that information because they've chosen to do so. Another point, or another way that podcasting has become very powerful, it allows you to connect with your clients and your consumers while they're doing whatever. They can be cleaning. They could be multitasking. They could be walking the dog. They could be working out. They can literally binge consume your content. And if you're not binge consuming, then you haven't found the right show. You need to binge consume every episode of the Delaware Blogger Podcast, especially the podcasting pointers. There is so much great information. Just pop those earbuds over your in your ears or that headphone over your head and listen to a couple of episodes after you finish listening to this episode of The Power of Podcasting. Ah, it's so great. You can just consume that content on a regular basis, whether you're walking the dog, like I said, or in your vehicle, because cars are now equipped in what are called infotainment centers. It is there. Everything is at your fingertips, and you don't have to worry about trying to find the radio station when you're going from state to state as you're traveling through with the family. You know how it is when you're driving, like here in Delaware, you're trying to drive to Maryland and you've got your favorite radio station. But as soon as you cross a particular point in the state, you start to get static, and then you get, you know, your radio is trying to find other stations. So if you have your podcast listening, you know, and you're listening to a podcast, I should say, it doesn't matter where you are. It's going to continue. It's not going to be that static. You know, we talk about podcasting being radio reimagined. Well, it is. It is radio reimagined with a purpose and a plan, but you don't have to be in front of that radio at 6 p.m. like Ralphie did in A Christmas Story. So again, you can connect with your clients and your customers in a non-salesy manner. And guess what, guys? The increase of dollars, the increase of revenue is becoming amazing. Businesses and companies are actually putting in marketing dollars for podcasts, whether it's their own podcast or in the investment of other podcasters. They want you. They want your audience. They want your voice. So they will be willing to pay for that. So there is so many reasons why you should be starting a podcast today. And again, if you're ready, send an email to me, info@ablakeenterprises.com, and we can get you scheduled for that 15-minute complimentary discovery call and then signed up for that 5-week podcasting your purpose coaching session. And for those that have already attended, they know that they walk away with a lot of information to get them started. Power of podcasting. You can speak your passion. You can share your vision. You can increase your sales and your memberships. If you're an author, you can help to promote and sell your books. Or you can repurpose your books. You can repurpose content from your blog or your vlog. You can build onto your brand. This is not going to replace your brand. It's going to build onto your brand. And as you're building onto your brand, you're building trust and bonding with your followers, your fans, your readers. That's right. You are creating a very great engagement, a great relationship. And you know what? You can literally change someone's life with your podcast. So thank you so much for giving me just a few minutes of your time on this beautiful day. Whether you're listening in the morning, afternoon, and evening, that's the beauty and the power of podcasting. You can listen at any time. So if you'd like more information about me and my services, head over to the website, ablakeenterprises.com. You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms using the Linktree ID Delaware Blogger. Oh, actually, Del Blogger. I've shortened it. Linktree ID is Del Blogger. But on YouTube, I'm the Delaware Blogger. And if you want to see me, that's what you need to do is head over to YouTube, pull up my channel, Delaware Blogger, to get more podcasting pointers and blogging tips. If you like the music or the transitional sound you heard on the Delaware Blogger Podcast, let me tell you where I found that from thepodcasthost.com/free music. That's right. thepodcasthost.com/free music. And when you're ready to sign up For Blake's Booth Podcasting Studio, head over to www.thehomellc.com/Blake's Booth. Again, thehomellc.com/Blake's Booth. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.